Hello, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you again for sharing this time with me this morning. Let's explore the idea of conforming. Conforming to what? Well, if we're going to conform to anything, the great have told us that we should conform to higher aspirations. Each day and every way, I'm getting better and better, said Kuwe. People who live and move and have their being from dualism or duality, the duality of world-mind thinking, usually are moving forward at the level of fear. Fear that the higher level clarity of the mystic mind is unattainable. World mind thinking is a very interesting experience, and it is something that leads us, if we so choose, to the awareness that we can move from thinking as duality thinks and thinking from oneness. World mind thinkers rebel against the discipline required to conform to the higher aspirations that is above and beyond anything they've ever known before. And so they look for excuses, or they create a god that justifies their limited thinking. Everyone conforms to something, even if it is to non-conformity. There's a human tendency to judge in a very interesting way. People tend to form judgments about life and anything in it, and then conform to that judgment. People form judgments about what they are capable of being, what they're capable of doing, what they're capable of demonstrating in this thing called life. Many times they do not even contemplate a life beyond their past. But we were advised 2,000 years ago, be not conformed to the world, be transformed how? By the renewing of your mind. In the creative process of the individual, Thomas Troard wrote, relying on the maxim that principle is not bound by precedent, we should not limit our expectations of the future. A principle dispossessed of restriction, my dear friends, will heal. It will harmonize, and it will prosper everything. New opportunities present themselves to you and to me, to anyone who chooses to do this, when we remove limitation to God's right action as us. Answers take place of problems. Greater good appears unexpectedly, and the impossible becomes possible. What we need is confidence. Confidence evolves as our power of choice, and we flow from where we are to where we can be, with the joy of knowing principle is not bound by precedent. When a challenge appears, and the world around us asks why, we ask, why not? Why not conform to higher aspirations and go for it? When we do this, my friends, we are, at that point, love in action. It was Philip James Bailey who stated, let each man think himself an act of God, his mind a thought, his life a breath of God. And let each try by great thoughts and good deeds to show the most of heaven he hath in him. Jesus said, we can look low here and low there, for heaven, it is within us. It's not off in the sky by and by when we die. If we are immortal, then this is our moment in immortality we are responsible for. And as I have been teaching for 34 years, that we have a challenge. And that challenge is to understand that if we want to master where we want to be, we must first master where we are, to give our best to where we are. Condemning your way into change doesn't work. How about trying change centered in praise? Praise your way into change. You see, infinite life becomes a new and wonderful expression of itself every time a newborn child experiences their first breath. Divine mind blesses each new form of itself with all that is needed for spiritual and mental and physical progress and positive development. Every birth is the Christ child coming forth into new experience, a new experience of itself. Infinite life, God, divine mind, is everywhere at once. There is no opposite to it, and it only had itself to make everything out of. Therefore, you and me and everyone everywhere, everyone of every religion, every race, everybody, is what? An individualization of the one life, God. Dr. Ernest Holmes stated, "The infinite has already implanted within man an instinctive intuition, which is the spiritual knowledge of good, and his whole evolution results from an inner awakening to powers, to laws, to potentialities, which already existed before he awoke to them." My friends, you are greater than you think you are always. There's a possibility within you waiting to come forth you have never even dreamed of. You have more talent, more ability than you've ever conceived of before. When we know this truth and unfold from it, we discover the glory of living with a positive purpose. We find ourselves releasing limitation-producing thoughts of bitterness, of jealousy, hurt feelings, irritation, or resentment. We do this without stress as we celebrate our self-esteem, self-confidence, and courage. If we adopt this awareness, we must also learn to keep our living fully in the presence of infinite love. We can learn to substitute active love for anything unlike it, my friends. We can rule out the negative and give birth to the affirmative. How? When we let go and let God. We weren't advised to make God. We were advised to let go and let God. And where is this God we're looking for? It is within us. In Ezekiel 36:27, it says, "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them." You see, we all partake of the nature of infinite life. Something within us knows what to do and how to do it if we let go and let it happen. But if we get caught up and allow ourselves to be hypnotized by our event, hypnotized by our experience, then we overlook the fact that this spirit which created us out of itself is within us. Our challenge is to keep its judgment and do it as it says in Ezekiel. What if today you could affirm, "I am kind where I could be angry. I am thoughtful where I could be careless. I forgive where I could condemn. God's judgment is in me, and I am full of mercy and joy and love and light." Today, I'm going to give you a challenge. Allow yourself to contemplate and meditate on the presence of deity within you. Know today that every atom of your body is newly quickened to health in the atmosphere of your realization of the truth of yourself. See, God is your life, whether you know it or not. God put its spirit within us, whether we know it or not. The law, or the Lord, because they are equal in definition, so we could say the law of the Lord is good. And it does what? It will lead us in the path of good doing when we let go and let it be our way. The idea of walking in its understanding means that we are letting go and allowing ourselves to be upheld and strengthened. How? By the awareness of the spirit within us. And we will discover if we do this, it will take us to our good and greater good beyond anything we've ever known before. The kingdom of God is within. Your awareness of this good and my awareness of this good is like a waking up to a possibility we've never known before. God's Spirit is in us, and when we recognize and accept its action as our way, as our life, as our choice, we find ourselves quickened, as the great, the good, the wise have said, quickened in body, mind, and soul. We will know in that moment we are wholeness unfolding. We are love unfolding. We are one with God now, not sometime off in the future. Right now, the challenge we have is to know that anything and everything we need to demonstrate this great good in our life is happening. It's happening right here, and it's happening as you, as me. This is the challenge we have to experience eternal contemplation. Someone said once that our freedom is assured in our love of God. Today, move forward and affirm, I fear nothing. Regardless of any appearance, I know that I am on the side of good, and it will demonstrate in my life. I am on the side of love. It will demonstrate in my life. I am on the side of health. It will demonstrate in my life. I am on the side of success. It will demonstrate in my life. I am on the side of abundance. It will demonstrate in my life. I am on the side of positive, intelligent choice. And it will demonstrate in my life when? Now. I'm going to give you another challenge. Know that if you need deliverance from anything, that God is your deliverance. It is God in anyone and everyone which gives us what? Anything we accept. Everything we accept. With God, all things are possible. What you need done for you will be done for you through you, by means of your consciousness, because you cannot and will not ever demonstrate in this thing called life or have an experience in this thing called life above and beyond your self-definition. If you are affirming, I'm a worm in the dust, I'm here to suffer, I am no good, all the other nonsense that we get involved in, then what we are going to experience is the nincompoopery effect of this affirmation. Our challenge is to know that any time we give, we are giving to everything and everyone, and whatever we give returns to us. Now, what does this deliver us from? This is deliverance from sickness. It is deliverance from sorrow. It is deliverance from lack. This deliverance comes from what? It comes from God through faith and through right thinking and right doing in this thing called life. And who chooses to choose for you? I think I shared with you that at one time someone came up to me and said they really like what I'm teaching, but they said, you people believe you have choice. And I said, yes, we do. They looked at me and said, well, I don't believe we have choice. And I said, well, that's your choice. You see, what are you doing today? Are you choosing to choose from an unlimited possibility? Are you choosing not to choose? Because if you choose not to choose, I promise you, you will demonstrate or create in your life people, places, and things that will make your choice for you. You see, God is the power. The power heals and comforts, and it prospers you if you let go and let it happen. The challenge again. If we know, someone asked recently, what's the name of God? Well, I believe the name of God is all good. I believe that the life and the love and the spirit and all the substance of all creation is one thing. When the psalmist shared their words, I agree with it, and you can agree with it. Listen to the words. To know and know we know that we are called by its nature, God's nature, and we are its creation. Therefore, if we pay attention to the truth of ourself, we can allow ourselves to unfold in this thing called life and see that there is an expression waiting to come forth at the level of faith, at the level of peace, by knowing there is one life, one mind, one being. It is God, and it's everywhere at once. And if we do this, my friends, we begin to experience wisdom beyond anything we've ever known.
Thank you for joining us. If you like what you're hearing, tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. for Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on KEST 1450 AM. If you would like to visit us on the web, log on to www.csl-fremont.org or Google us at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont, California. And now, back to our program.
And what is wisdom? We all have knowledge. Wisdom is when we do something positive with it. You see, it is never wisdom to do anything that destroys, but the thing that builds for good, that is the application of wisdom. We can, at any moment, understand the truth of our thinking. We can see that if we want to be thinking from positive purpose, we can let go and let the beautiful in us, as us, formulate our concept of our day, the concept of our vocabulary, the concept of what we see, the concept of what we give. It will be a guide to our response. It is the awareness that we can communicate with all the people in our life from love, or we can do it from fear or doubt or uncertainty or mistrust or anger or lack of forgiveness. So our awakening to greater ideas awakens us to do what? It awakens us to think in a positive manner, never ever dwelling on unhappy things, allowing our mind to move forward free from resentment or sorrow or unforgiveness. We celebrate that we are no longer at the level of the unkindly. We are no longer at the level of criticizing everything. We find ourselves celebrating the best of ourselves. When we know that God is always present, that a divine power is always with us, it would be absolutely ridiculous to fear anything. When I know that God is love, when you know that God is love, it would be absolutely ridiculous for us to pity ourselves or feel sorry for ourselves. When we know that God is justice, it would be ridiculous to move forward at a level of a sense of being wronged by life. So you've been wronged. That was then and this is now. As long as you keep repeating the story, you will keep repeating the effect of the story. Wonderful teacher and friend, Dr. Chet Castellaw, used to point out over and over again, the reason people will not change their life is they won't give up their stories. Think about it. Are you ready this morning to let go of some negative stories you have been sharing with yourself and others, and the effect of those negative stories? If you give it up, the effect will leave your life. Confusion, doubt, and fear blames other people. Wisdom does what? It heals what? Your shortcomings. It heals your limitation. It heals your body. It heals your mind. It heals your emotions. It heals your vision of your tomorrow. Resentment runs back and forth. Wisdom goes steadily forward. Resentment wears itself out. Wisdom is tireless. Resentment, doubt, fear, anger, unforgiveness is a shadow of the lesser self, the great wisdom of the age has taught us. If you read it both East and West, every single great teacher has taught this. And they have also taught that wisdom is the action of God within. So if we seek wisdom, what we need to do is, as we're said, as it has been advised, that with all thy getting, get thee what? Understanding. And when you do this, what happens? You find yourself celebrating a level of security, self-security beyond anything you've ever known before. In the book of Job 11:18, it says, "And thou shalt be secure because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety." What is this talking about? It's talking about the realization that no matter how the world may storm about us, and how much negative news we hear, or how much negative expectation we hear, or how angry people are about the economy, about the way people behave, about politics, whatever it is. Your challenge and my challenge is to say, okay, that is their belief system. I choose to be secure today. You see, no matter how badly you have treated yourself in the past, right now, know what and who you are and be secure. When you do this, a new idea will take place in your heart. A philosophy that clarifies your thinking will come forth from you, not because someone told you to do it, but because you came to the realization, as Emerson said, the dawning process. It dawns on you that the way you were behaving, thinking, and giving before produced something that you didn't want. Why not be in the consciousness of something you do want? The science of mind is the science of positive prayer. It's not begging something outside of you to change its mind about you. It is waking up to realize that you can change your mind about yourself, and wherever your mind is, the power within you says yes and produces it as an experience. Now, if you want more hope and positive expectancy in your life, know that everything that you have begins with you. So as it says in Job, dig your trenches of faith. Allow yourself to move forward, affirming faith in God, faith in yourself, faith in the people around you. If you do this, you can rest in the safety of this decision. You are safe in God's world, safe in your own heart, safe in your inner divinity, safe when you look out of your eyes and see your world, if you know what and who you are. There's an old spiritual that goes, if anybody asks you who I am, tell them I'm a child of God. Well, I believe everyone is a child of God. The great, the good, and the wise of the age have taught very clearly everyone is a child of God. You see, my friends, because there is hope, you are secure. Because there is love, your security is affirmed. Because there is God, you shall not want for any good thing when you move forward operating from this knowing. Giving from this knowing. So let go today and allow yourself a new understanding of the truth of you. God, the one truth, one love, one mind, one person. God, the power and glory of spirit in you, is you, in you, as me, as everyone. Now you are in that perfect reality. If you know and know you know. You see, the wonderful thing about knowing is the more we know, there's more to know. Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson, pointed out very clearly, your religion is your life. It's what you're doing with yourself 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is your religion. Everything else is just theory. Your religion is what you do with yourself, not where you spend an hour on Sunday morning. It's not the book you read or the symbol you wear around your neck, or the prayer you utter. It is everything you are in action. If you know this, don't run around telling people about it. Let them see it as your life. You see, this power will free you from wrong decisions of yesterday. It will correct the mistakes of your life. The only thing you need to forgive is to forgive yourself for not forgiving yourself sooner. So my friends, in your heart and mind and joy and celebration of yourself, know that every day of your life you are abiding in the kingdom of God, which is heaven right now. Heaven is right where you are. Heaven, thinking, is positive purpose thinking. It is looking for the best in life and finding. And when you do this, you're going to discover a comfort, a security, a celebration of self. Let your thoughts today move forward in the consciousness of God. And know that its presence is something you are moving from, through, and to. Your life and mind and spirit is the manifestation of something unique and beautiful. Celebrate it. God is with you. You breathe it, you listen, and you discover the heartbeat of the universe within you. As Khalil Gibran said, God is not in my heart, I am in the heart of God. Knowing this, you can affirm I am alive and move and have my being in God's kingdom now. The great have told us, still your thoughts, still the emotion, still the anger, still the fear, and know that you have the ability to sense something wonderful within you that will allow you to be secure. My friend, Reverend Ike, Dr. Frederick J. Ike and Coacher, used to point out that if your wagon is in a ditch and that wagon won't get out of a ditch, unhitch. Get on down the road. See, what happens to us is we drag these wagons around, wagons of yesterday, of doubt, of fear, of confusion, of limitation, and we find ourselves in a ditch. Well, the challenge again is to unhitch and move forward. When we do this, we find that we can partake of greater ideas. We can partake of a positive purpose in our life. We can partake of the awareness that we are loved, and as love, we move forward healing that which needs to heal. Why? Because the love of God is strong. It is a penetrating power that does what? It makes you whole. It makes you perfect. It makes you complete. Now, somebody says, well, what about this perfection stuff? Well, today, my friends, understand you can be perfectly happy or perfectly unhappy. Perfection doesn't care what you do it. So let's give thanks this morning. Thank you, God, for love. Thank you, God, for wisdom. Thank you, God, for correcting that which needs to be corrected by way of choice, and to discover within ourselves the courage within us, as us, to rise again, to move forward, expecting the best and finding it. And it's good enough to be true. And my friends, it's good enough to be you. Let the power of positive purpose be your way. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal, Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, and we're very easy to get to from anywhere in the Bay Area. Come down the Nimitz Freeway, Highway 880, turn on the Stevenson exit in Fremont, go 3 blocks toward the hills, you'll be at Blakehow and Stevenson. And that's where we are, the Stevenson exit to Blakehow. Take a right, you'll be in our parking lot. We have 2 services on Sunday morning, 9:30 and 11:30, and a wonderful Wednesday evening service every Wednesday evening. Some of the best teachers you're going to find in the New Thought Movement, whether you're in Unity, Divine Science, Religious Science, or just want to know about more about the truth of yourself. Again, we have some of the finest teachers in all of New Thought right here in Fremont. We have wonderful classes, wonderful music, a wonderful experience. Bring the children. We have a great junior church and youth program. So have a great day today. Thank you.
Tonight, Wednesday, April 29th, we conclude our series on art and spirituality with a labyrinth walk. You do not want to miss Master Facilitator Christy Hardwick as she leads us on a journey of exploration of the labyrinth and its meaning. Our program this evening includes a lecture, a display of original labyrinth art, and one of the most spiritual experiences of all, a labyrinth walk. To learn more about Christy Hardwick's brilliant work, visit her at spiritedcontribution.com. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And don't forget, listen every Wednesday morning to Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, right here on 1450 AM.